Qualcomm yesterday holding an investor day and coming out with a number of different targets, both for the overall business and individual parts of the business. Overall, revenue, the company says, has the potential to top $46 billion by 2024. And various components like automotive and the Internet of Things are going to be a more important and bigger part of that. Cristiano Amon is here with us now. He's Qualcomm CEO and president, coming on the heels of that investor day. Cristiano, it's great to see you. I wish we were in person, as I say to so many of our guests, but well, this we'll have to continue to do for now. First of all, I want to ask about, just dive right in and ask sort of about the elephant in the room, which you talked a little bit about yesterday, and that is Apple. Traditionally, you guys have been so dominant in smartphone chips, and Apple has been a big client. Now there's this whole diversification strategy. Talk to me about what the next few years look like as that migration continues.
Good to see you. I'm happy to really talk to you, Julie and Brian. Look, we're very excited about what's happening with Qualcomm right now. There's demand for technology virtually across every industry. We're really benefiting from trends like 5G, digital transformation, which has been really accelerating, and all of this growth of the cloud. If you believe the growth of the cloud and the projections of valuations for the cloud companies, you believe in the growth of Qualcomm. We're the company really connecting those billions of devices to generating data and going to the cloud. And what is interesting, I think what you mentioned, we are in our handset business, which it is growing. It's growing faster than the market, even growing on a flat to single-digit mobile market. Our handset business is growing. Android is the largest growth engine of our handset business as we gain share. But the non-handsets, it's growing at 1.6 times the handset business. And that's kind of validation of what really happening with Qualcomm. And we're diversified to automotive and to this very broad IoT category. And we put a target of 7x expansion of addressable market for Qualcomm in the next decade. You don't see a lot of large cap companies doing that.
Cristiano, we've talked to you a lot through the years. We watched you rise through the ranks here. I mean, now you have the stock price at a record high after your investor day. So I think you could speak to this. Is Qualcomm just having a moment right now?
I was thinking about this a lot. I think Qualcomm just getting what Qualcomm deserves. This is an incredible technology company. We have been investing in foundation technologies that enable so many things, from the smartphone revolution to the foundation technology that can connect you to virtual reality and augmented reality. That's where even we said we're the ticket to the metaverse, whatever version of the metaverse you like. And I think Qualcomm has just been recognized for this incredible technology that we have. One of the companies that invest the most in R&D among our peers. And it started to realize the potential of growth of this great company.
And we're showing here some of the different expectations for the different parts of the businesses. By the way, for those who don't know, QCT is that core smartphone business. But as we're showing, getting more into automotive, getting more into IoT as well, where you're expecting big growth in those areas, there's also more competition. In other words, you're sort of going from the dominant incumbent in one area to more of an upstart and growth name in some of these other areas. So how do you approach that, since it is sort of a different positioning for you guys?
You know, what is interesting really is, look, we're coming from the mobile market. It has incredible amount of competition. We never saw ourselves as the dominant incumbent, and we've actually been competing with customers that are going vertical as well. But we see we just continue to gain share in the handset market just because we're technology. However, as we look at the opportunity for Qualcomm beyond handsets, we struggle to name a competitor because what we're doing is very different. For example, we've been very successful in automotive. Right now, we're working with 25 of the global 26 brands. And instead of providing individual components for different systems of the car, we build a complete digital chassis platform with capabilities across all domains to, you know, to help the car companies transform into tech companies. And we really announced that BMW selected Qualcomm for it as an autonomy event. Definitely an unexpected from what a company like Qualcomm becoming a leader in ADAS and autonomy, but we've been investing for it. The other part, when you look at the IoT, it is not about thinking about IoT of the past when you have microcontrollers everywhere, but thinking about what IoT next is. It is advanced computational platforms. They can run operational systems. They have applications. They have on-device artificial intelligence. They're connected to the cloud 100% of the time. And that is very unique to Qualcomm. And that's why we are going to go into all of those other industries. The way I think about it is now Qualcomm competing with the incumbents across all of those other industries. And it's difficult to name a competitor to Qualcomm that can do this. And the market really realized that our asset is our one technology roadmap that can really scale from a watch all the way to an advanced computing platform and an intelligent autonomous car.
Let's also talk metaverse, because I imagine that feeds into all of this and can sort of go across all of these different categories. How are you guys thinking about that? I mean, everybody's talking about this thing now. So how does that fit into the strategy?
We have been big believers in virtual reality and augmented reality. We've actually been talking about XR, VR, and AR, and some of you have been following Qualcomm for a while. We're talking about this before it was popular. And the reality is there is an incredible opportunity as we think about the metaverse. And the metaverse is not one size fits all. It's about how you connect physical and digital spaces. A great example of that, Julie, is how we're thinking about working from anywhere now, whether you're in the home or the office, and what's the future of video conferencing and telepresencing, which you would actually have been fully immersed in a conference room using virtual reality. One thing is common to all of those different versions of how we're going to be into the metaverse is you're going to need a device. You're going to wear it, and it's going to allow you to have an experience with virtual reality and augmented reality. That's what we do. And for all the devices that are being commercially deployed, you have one thing in all of them, which is Snapdragon XR. So we're very excited about that opportunity. And it could be as big as phones. If you have a companion glasses that you carry together with your smartphone, and we think it could be the computing platform.
Cristiano, do you have a pipeline of deals that are related to the metaverse?
Yes, we do. I think we have been having incredible traction, multi-generation design wins. The ones that you can see, they're very visible. We are the platform enabling Facebook Oculus. I think we are super happy with the success of the Oculus Quest 2. And, you know, I believe even looking how the company is now called Meta is a reflection of how successful Oculus has been. The other example of that is HoloLens. And we have something exciting coming within the next quarter as well with other cloud providers. So we're very excited, and we have a long design pipeline for XR devices.
You just want to make those announcements now, Cristiano? Fire away.
We're getting close.
Fair enough. No, I did want to ask you too about the margin profile of the business. You know, Julie mentioned the pivot Qualcomm is making. You know, how does the margins of your business change as you do more in the metaverse and more in cars?
Look, great question, Brian. This is one of the key messages we repeated throughout our analyst day. And we're very happy that it started to get understood. What is unique about Qualcomm, and I mentioned that I was referring about us versus the competition. What's unique about Qualcomm is we have control of a roadmap from everything wireless, high performance computing, which is very low power, whether you want a CPU, GPU, an artificial intelligence, sensing. And we can scale this one roadmap from a smartwatch and a phone all the way to the next generation laptops and the intelligent car. And what this allow us to do is to leverage this one roadmap for all those opportunities. So every time we started to expand to those new opportunities, it is accretive to margins. And that's what you started to see in the business. One thing that we did, if you went to our analyst day, I think in 2019, we talked about the long-term goal of a margin profile for a semiconductor business to be 20%. Well, yesterday we just upgraded that to 30%. We said 30% plus. So diversification is really increasing the margin profile of the company. And what's unique about Qualcomm is where can you find a large cap company that as it invests to diversify and go to new markets, exactly providing at the same time that you expand the TAM, significant margin expansion. And we're very happy about that.
Yeah, I love it. Getting fired up about margins, both you and Saz. Cristiano, we got to ask you about supply, right? Supply chain. This is something obviously that has been such an important topic in so many different industries. Where are we in terms of supply from your perspective in the sort of trajectory? Are we closer to things getting better? When are we going to see things normalize?
We act very fast in the beginning of this crisis. And we're in a unique position because we believe in our future volumes. So we could bet on ourselves to secure capacity. And we put expansion plans in place with all of our suppliers. We leverage our very high engineering, capacity to redesign our products across multiple foundries. We use every possible capacity out there. And as we get to the end of the calendar year, we had stated, this is several quarters ago, that we'll see significant capacity improvements and supply improvements happening with Qualcomm. And that is reflected in our fiscal Q1 guide when we had the last earnings call. We're still short. We still have more demand than supply. Some of the businesses are not, they are growing and they could grow faster if we had more supply. But we expect as we enter 2022, we're going to have a much more balanced supply-demand equation. I know that's not true for the overall industry, but that's starting to become a reality for Qualcomm.
And Cristiano, clearly you have a lot going on at Qualcomm. This business pivot, you just had your investor day, but we're still also smack in the middle of a pandemic. How do you as a leader keep everyone rowing in the same direction and keep this momentum going into next year?
That's a very good question. Look, we're incredibly proud of the Qualcomm team. Our culture is one of our key assets. All we have is people. I think we've been extremely fortunate how the organization was able to continue to be productive during the pandemic. When we look at what fiscal 21 meant to Qualcomm, it was an incredible year. We have in the semiconductor business, five consecutive quarters of 100% year-over-year growth, which is incredible. And as we navigate out of the pandemic, I think what we're doing, which is what a lot of other companies are doing, we're getting the best of what we learn about working remote. We keep that, the things that were not good, we're putting that aside. And I think we're going forward with this new environment. But the work from anywhere created an incredible opportunity for us as the computers get redefined on next generation PCs. We bought an incredible company called Nuvia. We think we have the winning team. And as PCs transitions to ARM and think about a connected experience that you can take it home, you can take it anywhere in the office. And think about some of the future use cases. Like I'm sure you're talking to me to your PC. It's a communication device right now. That's yet another opportunity for Qualcomm.
No, Christian, I'm actually talking to you. We're in the metaverse right now. You're in the metaverse, and I'm there without even my glasses on. But as always, I appreciate you giving us a few minutes here. Cristiano Amon, Qualcomm President and CEO. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.